What if I wrote letters to notorious criminals in jail and never mentioned their crimes? And what if I became their pen pal? Get it? Pen pal? Each episode of Prison Sentences focuses on one criminal, the letter I wrote to them, and the one I got back in return. In other words, a prisoner sentenced to life writing someone who needs to get a life. God, I am so funny, yet so sad. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime. Years before audiences had a thing for the Golden Girls, there was a criminal who had a thing for older women. Apparently, this is called gerontophilia. I never heard this word before, so I Googled it. And then I cleared my browsing history. The definition of gerontophilia is the primary sexual attraction to the elderly.
No, I can't see myself swinging my hips and wildly gyrating my pelvis. I am not interested.
Well, I can tell that this crime is definitely going to be one for the ages. Get it? Ages. Okay, I'll stop before this joke gets too old. In 1983, Brandon Thomer was arrested after being caught trying to break into the house of a paralyzed 85-year-old woman. Brandon's Hollywood apartment was then searched, and police found 200 items such as jewelry and photos that belonged to elderly women who were killed between 1981 and 1983. Could Brandon be responsible for the 34 unsolved cases of seniors attacked and killed in the area? At the trial, Brandon's friend stated that he tried to get to know older women at the supermarket. I'm assuming this took place in the aged cheddar aisle, or perhaps in front of the old Dutch potato chips, or the old El Paso taco seasoning, or where they have the Earl Gray tea? Brandon was found guilty for 12 of these murders and was sentenced to life imprisonment. And no, he did not get the seniors discount. Fun fact, if there could be such a thing in a crime, but fun fact, the trial prosecutor was Lance Ito, who later years was the judge in the O.J. Simpson trial. So, after realizing about the O.J. Simpson connection, I also found out that Brandon used to play football. So I wrote him a letter. Hello, Brandon. I was reading about your early life and found out that you played football while in high school. I'm wondering what position you played. I'm looking forward to hearing back. And guess what? Brandon Thomer wrote me back. So what he sent back were a bunch of sticky notes. And this is what was written on them. Marshall, I used to play quarterback back in the days, and my football team is the New Orleans Saints. Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? Who dat? Who dat? Who dat? Who
The other sticky notes go on to say, we have free phone calls. I hope you can send me your phone number so we can talk. Okay, hope to talk soon. Brandon also included a card. I open it up and it says, Marshall, just want to say thank you. God bless you until next time. Thank you. Stay safe. Yours, Brandon. And I bet you all probably thought that the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Well, that puts an end to another solitary episode of Prison Sentences. Keep listening every week, as you never know who my pen pal will be. God, I'm funny. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime.